during days of partition, there was a lot of fear on both sides of the people who were traveling from one country to the other. So therefore, we thought that we should go by some such transport which should be very safe. Consequently, we went to, we means me and my father, we were staying in Rampur State. And the nearest place was Bareilly, was a cantonment. Bareilly, Rai Bareilly or Bareilly. It was a cantonment from where a special train of those persons who were Muslims, and in that they were in military, the special train was going from Bareilly to Pakistan. So we thought that that would be the best thing for us and safest. So we traveled to Bareilly, and I distinctly remember that we stayed in the cantonment area of Bareilly. And I was, because I was a young child at that time, I would go about and enjoy the area and would watch the military men who were parading around. And so I liked that the training grounds of the military men. So after about 10-15 days of our stay in Bareilly, the special train, special military train, was ready to go from India to Pakistan. So we deboarded that train, and I remember because I was a child along with so many military men traveling, so I was made to sit on their baggage. So I sat on the baggage, and I remember in those days some songs or something which I liked. I kept singing those songs when I was sitting there on the baggage. So that's how we reached Lahore. I remember when we reached when we crossed the partition line, that is at Wagha border, the train, as it went from India into Pakistan, all the military men, they were enthused with the Muslim desire of having a new country for themselves. They raised slogans of Pakistan Zindabad, and they were all very happy. So when we reached Lahore, we found the atmosphere was exciting. So we stayed for some days in Lahore, and then some of our relations who had settled in district Sargodha, we shifted to Sargodha, and we stayed there in a village. I would go to school, which was a distance about 4-5 kilometers from our village, because there was no school in the village where we were staying. So I got matriculation from that school, which was a place called Lalian District, Jhang. So after I was a good student, by the grace of God, I stood first in my class in that school, and then I shifted to Faisalabad, which then was called Lailpur, and I got education in the government college at Faisalabad, and then from there I went to Sahiwal, where my father was by that time employed in a company. So I stayed there and got my graduation from government college Sahiwal, where again I stood first in my class. Excellent student I proved to be, and then I decided to do law. So came to Lahore and here joined the law college. But what is interesting is before I joined law college, I planned to do something more than mere graduation. So I did my MA in English literature and got high second class, which was rare in those days. And thus I was sufficiently equipped. I became a lecturer after I am in English. For about 1 year, I was a lecturer in the government intermediate college at Faisalabad. Then resigned and came to Lahore, did LLB and started practice. And now for the last more than about half a century, I am in practice and I have done a lot of good cases, well-known cases which are printed in our law journals. So this is how the life in Pakistan, well, it was reasonably good. I cannot say the life here was bad. It was good. So was life in pre-partition. Was equally good. So I have no complaints. Janab.